Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time now for the Patty Conklin Show, exclusively on HealthyLife.net Radio.
Everyone, welcome to the Patty Conklin Show, Making Sense. That's what Vanessa and I decided we were going to focus on, is making sense on every topic, every show. So my co-host, Vanessa Hall, MD, is on with me as always, and I just so appreciate you, Vanessa, and tolerating me, but bringing your expertise to the audience.
You're too kind. It's always fun.
It's always fun. And so, yeah, we've decided on the show being about making sense. And I know we talked about maybe discussing, last time we were discussing being in the now.
I
think we're going to focus a little bit more on the microcosm of being in the now.
Yes.
Where was it you wanted to go? Because we got into such a long conversation that it just into a million things. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think, I was reading Eckhart Tolle's Practicing the Power of Now, and this morning I came across the section about the pain body, and I thought that this is such a good topic for these very challenging times that we're living in, where people are very judgmental, very angry, very, in turmoil and all. And, he's explaining that, when people are losing it, literally, like just acting out and all of that. And that's when our ego self is taking over.
Yes.
And saying that, when we focus in the current moment, it helps keep us out of that behavior. And that it's pain. It's pain that has been deposited and has left this, as they termed it, residue in our energetic field that's there, and it gets triggered. And if we aren't, aware and paying attention, it can drive the bus. And then we're sort of unconscious and just on automatic pilot, reacting to everything. And, right now, and this isn't going to get into a political conversation, but, we just see a lot of people that are angry, judgmental, hurt, families not talking to each other. There's just all sorts of behavior that is apparent. And, and so as a follow-up from last weekend, talk about how when we go back into the present moment, we can extract ourselves from this sort of knee-jerk behavior and be able to function better. That's kind of where we were.
Yeah, but what happens when we come into the present moment and it's as painful and scary as the lifetime, or the painful memories from the past? What happens when we come into the now and it's not a peaceful, quiet place? It is its own hysteria or chaos or whatever we feel it is. What happened?
Well,
what do we reach for?
Well, so let's look at a situation. Like right now in the United States, things are kind of chaotic.
Yes.
We can all agree to that.
Yes.
So, but that is not relevant to me sitting here in my office talking to you right now. When I'm here present with you, if I'm fully focused on what we're doing, and what I'm doing right at this moment, I'm not in any kind of danger. I'm not in any kind of chaos or turmoil or anything. When I'm in this moment right here, and focus on it, the rest of the outside world really is not existing for all intentional purposes.
Right.
And so now, if you're in the middle of a, you know, a holdup, you know what I mean? You're actually in the middle of something that's occurring to you. That's not what I'm talking about. You know, you have to deal with the present moment situation because it's right there in your face. But so much of what's going on is people are home, or they're driving their car, or they're, you know, at work at their desk, and they're whipped up.
Right.
And they're reactionary. And, you know, some people aren't talking to family members.
Right.
And they're, you know, having arguments about, you know, stuff, about the things they don't agree to or whatever. And so what I'm saying is that we need to take a beat. We need to take a breath. We need to, like, you know, take a few steps back and go, okay, you know, what's really happening in this moment? You know, and so realistically, I don't agree, you and I don't agree on everything.
Right.
Right?
Right. Yeah.
But we agree that it's okay for us to not agree.
Exactly.
And we don't let our ego, our need to be right, our judgmental self just take over and then try to argue our point.
Right.
We stay in the moment respectfully to each other. And we allow each other to have our own thoughts, feelings about situations.
Right.
And if you take that step back and really examine where you're coming from, you kind of go, well, you know, who am I to tell someone else what they should think? Right? Because we don't want someone else telling us what to think. And so if you go back, take that step back, take a breath, and get yourself in this moment, not about whatever's happened in the past or whatever's going on outside away from you, then you can kind of calm yourself down, and then you can respond instead of react.
Yeah.
And I think responding.
Yeah. So important to respond and not react. And some of that is taking that 5-second breath. And counting back from the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 before you respond. Collect your thoughts. Gather your thoughts. If someone is pushing you to respond right in the second, like they want you to respond within 5 seconds of them, you know, demanding a statement from you, then understand you're being manipulated, or someone is just being reactionary. And they need to settle. And, you know, if you have a good relationship with them, it's about, you know, let's settle a little bit and get back into respect. And then I'll answer, you know, the response or whatever it is. But I think it's important to understand when we're responding in a respectful manner and when we're reactionary.
Yes. And the way you can discern that is to take that moment and focus on what is happening right now in this moment. Am I really threatened? Am I really fearful? Am I really whatever? No. You know, your ego self wants to always be right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Oh, my goodness. We got a lot of that going around, don't we? I need to be right. And, you know, I'm not telling you I need to be right. I'm telling you the facts. And the facts are I'm right. It just it goes on and on and on. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. But, yes.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that we will function so much better if we do that. And folks, don't get me wrong. I am not perfect at this. This is why I'm reading this book and you know, rereading it to, you know, force myself to practice this. Because when I do, when I'm able to catch myself, I'm able to have a calm, reasonable conversation with you know, whomever it is, and not get myself whipped up. Because all that does is raises my blood pressure, raises my pulse, you know, raises my stress hormones. That's not beneficial. And the thing is, so many people live there,
right?
But that's their chronic state of being.
It's their chronic state of being, and they don't understand, or they're not willing to suggest the possibility that there is no right or wrong. There's your opinion and your belief, but what is, and how you interpret it is up to you. When we're talking about, you know, the need to be right, what flashed in my mind is, you know, somebody standing there robbing a clerk at a convenience store and saying, but I'm right. I'm right to take your money. So therefore, you should believe me and just hand your money over because, darn it, I'm right. And it's like...
Exactly. I mean, you can justify just about anything. But you know, it's pretty funny. But it's, you know, it's just a example of an extreme example. But if you can, apply that to pretty much every relationship you have, every encounter you have, and you know, we all were born into a situation. We didn't pick it, but that's where we landed. These people who did the best that they could, and we've encountered all sorts of people and things along the way.
Yeah.
And so we have our unique perspective. We're also born into the world. I just learned this over the weekend to give a name to it, but we're born with certain characteristics, and in Ayurvedic world, you know, those are doshas, and we're pitta, vata, or kapha. And, you know, we just have our own predispositions, and so we're going to see the world and respond in the world in a sort of a certain way. But it's because we're unique in our experience. No one else has seen the world through my eyes and seen what I've seen. No one else. And just because I believe it doesn't make it true.
Right. Yeah, it's so true.
It certainly doesn't make it true for other people.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's, you know, when our ego is driving the bus, you know, it has to be right.
Yeah.
And I think when you look at things like narcissistic personality, you know, that's the extreme example of the ego driving everything. Because they're always right. For sure.
Right.
You know, but we all, myself included, really, really need to take that step back, take that moment. What I find interesting is the relationship of that to our health and wellness.
Yeah.
You know, if you are in reactionary mode all of the time,
your adrenals
are shot. Exactly. You are bathing your body in stress hormones. You are increasing your risk for hypertension and hardening of the arteries and weight gain and diabetes and on and on and on, depending on how much and how often. And so the antidote to that is getting in the present moment. And what I have come to know to be true, and also read this morning, was about this, what they call a pain body. That, you know, these things that have happened in your life that you didn't deal with, and you just kind of repressed them. You know, sometimes some situation will trigger you where it happens and you're just gone. You're like set off.
Right.
That's a pain body. It lodged in your energetic field.
Yeah, not necessarily the same event, but the emotions that create.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we've all experienced this where somebody said something a certain way, or they had a behavior a certain way, and it just sets you off, and you go, oh, that just set me off. And it's like, well, you know, why did that set you off? And if you stop and examine that, it's because of something that you haven't dealt with. And I'll give you an example. I mean, this is, you know, relatively recent situation with some people that just got under my skin all the time. And my coach was like, you need to sit with that and feel that and try to trace back the roots from which that came. And I was able to match that feeling to the feeling I had with certain interactions with my sister and my mother. That was a challenging relationship. It was a sort of victim triangle thing going on. And I was able to go, oh, and see that it was less of what these people were doing and more about this unresolved gunk that I had. Because once I sat with it and made that connection and let it go, that those people, you know, were the same people, but now I can be around them and I'm perfectly fine. I see them doing their thing and I just say to myself, oh, that's them doing their thing.
Right.
I have no, right. like there's, I have no, I don't have that feeling about them.
Yeah.
I'm free of that.
Right.
Yes, exactly. And it really struck me because it's like, oh my goodness, how many other situations have I been in, that I needed to take that beat and sit with that and figure out where it came from. And I think that's a lot of what's going on today with people's behavior.
Yeah.
But getting triggered and just reacting. And it's so easy to just let yourself go and then give yourself this excuse, well, that's just the way I am.
Right. We've been hearing more and more of that, too, by the way. You know, people somehow feel like they've been given permission to act out. And it's mm-hmm. not that you shouldn't speak your truth, because that's critically important. Validating mm-hmm. how you feel, no matter where you are in the spectrum of your opinions, that's valid. But
yes.
when we act out and are doing it from a trigger, from, like you said, the pain self, that's a totally different thing that we're talking about, because that person isn't triggering you. That person is bringing up your own energy body, and the pain within it is
yes.
identifying that for you. And the place
yes.
to go is inside, not to be reactionary
yes.
towards that person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It reminds me, when you just said that my coach said to me, every person is your teacher.
Oh, yeah. So true.
You know, yeah. So in this situation, you know, you're getting feeling a trigger that person is teaching you that you have something unresolved inside.
Yeah.
You know, the answer is not out there.
Yeah.
What? And telling me the X-Files was all wrong? The answer's not out there. Wait a minute. Sorry, I couldn't read this. I was hearing Scully and Mulder in my head.
Yeah, that's so funny. But yes, the answer is out there. There's these intelligent beings out there that, you know,
it's out there,
and,
right.
And help us. You know.
I know it. Sometimes we need that help. When we come back, let's talk about, like, what it feels like when we feel that energy body, the pain. From the energy bottom. What that feels like.
So when you can recognize it.
Something we can recognize. So, folks, we'll be right back. You're listening to Patty and Vanessa Making Sense. And we'll be right back with you in a minute.
Want to get that man or woman out of your mind? How about being in the right state of mind for getting that job promotion or staying positive to help boost your immune system? Want to break those old habits? Then it's time for an emotional cellular cleansing with Patty Conklin. You'll get a private 3-hour session in person by phone or by Zoom with 3 months of follow-up appointments, plus email support. But you'll have to do the work and homework materials are included. Find out more or to book your appointment, visit pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the best sellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit healthylife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
If you're wondering if Patty can help you heal, why not book a free 15-minute consultation either by phone or by Zoom? It's a great way to see which of Patty's services is right for you. You'll discuss her services in detail and how they can apply to your specific situation. It's really a great place to start, and you can sign up for your free consultation by phone or Zoom on Patty's website, pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com. Get the help you need today. Sign up for your free consultation at pattyconklin.com.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to healthylife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Okay, I get it. You're a doubting Thomas, and you don't want to pay for something unless you can know what it's all about. Well, now you can find out just what Patty Conklin's energy healing is all about. Go to pattyconklin.com to sign up for her free group energy adjustment, held every Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Experience for yourself the transformative energy designed to bring calm and healing to your life. Space is limited, so sign up now. Go to pattyconklin.com, click on services, and you're there.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Hey everyone, it's Patty and Vanessa back with Making Sense. And we're talking today about our pain body, about being in the now, how that works, and how we get triggered with emotional leftovers that are in our cells, in our energy body, and we actually feel pain. Vanessa, talk to us a little bit more about what you've been researching.
Yeah, well, again, in the book Practicing the Power of Now, talking about, you know, fear and anger and anxiety and you know, self-righteousness and judgment and all of those things are, it's all the same thing. It's pain.
Yeah.
And when we see it in ourselves, and this is the hard part, of course, when you catch yourself being self-righteous, that righteous indignation and, you know, having to be right and, or feeling anxiety, you know, or, you know, just all of those negative emotions, they are really signals to us. They're messages that say, hey, stop and take a look inside, do some introspection, and see where the root of those issues is. Because most of the time, you know, we say people get on our nerves, people make us mad, people, you know, are wrong, you know, all of that. It's really coming from something inside us, because honestly, people, we all have free will, right?
Yeah. Right.
And so when other people are doing something, unless they're doing it actively to you, and if someone punches me in the face, okay, you know, different story. I'm going to defend myself.
Right.
But, you know, most of the time people are just, you know, having their own opinion, you know, dealing from their own pain bodies, you know. And when we can stop and you know, do that introspection and connect that feeling we're having, that energy that you feel it in your chest, you know, if we can stop and just feel it and notice it and go, oh, you know, why is anything some other person is saying or doing that's not, you know, physically costing me, making me lose my stuff?
Right.
I mean, you essentially just gave someone else your power.
Yeah.
So we can start there.
You did.
But
exactly. I can hear people out there saying, okay, you know, so I'm getting triggered by this person. I'm feeling the trigger taking place inside of me, and I'm going to go in and I'm going to look at my stuff. And I can see people saying, but everyone else I'm interacting, they're not doing the same thing. I'm always the one having to go inside and look at my own stuff.
I can
hear people being resentful of that.
Yes. You know, yes, I can get that, but this is my deal.
There you go.
This is my favorite example. So, my sister, for years, triggered me.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have enough alcohol or time to go down that story path. But let's just trust me.
I've been in the presence of it. I know. Yes.
Yes. Trigger me, right?
Yep.
And then I'm home, you know, stomping around. My blood pressure's up. My stomach's upset. I've got the headache. I can't sleep at night. I'm tossing and turning, grinding my teeth, you know, cracking a tooth and having to get a crown. Or whatever. She's sleeping like a baby.
Yeah. Doesn't bother her a bit.
So right. Why do I need to do the introspection? Because I am the one, my body physically is the one bearing the brunt of it.
Yeah.
If other people don't want to do it and they want to continue to just be triggered and to have, you know, some maniac driving their bus?
Yeah.
Then fine, so be it. But I want peace and ease and grace in my world and in my body. And to do that, I've got to get rid of these, as Michael Singer calls them, samskaras, these scars that are in my energy field that are blocking that flow. I mean, you see it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yep. I see it, and I see even those little movies of, you know, the actual interaction within the cells, within the particles, kind of make this movie for me. And when I sit and watch someone being affected by that in their pain body, in their cellular body, it always begs the question to me, why would you allow someone else to actually hurt your body, to actually live in a space where your body is the one being challenged from somebody else's actions? Because as you said before, you know, we see things through our eyes, our history, how we see things through our eyes at this point is the history that we had.
and nobody else had exactly the same history, so they're not going to say the same thing. So having an expectation that someone's going to agree 100% with what you feel or what you believe is setting yourself up for failure. And so I think it really is about understanding that everything is your stuff. Doesn't matter what it is, everything is your stuff. Nobody's a part of it. Nobody else is a part of it. It's all your stuff. Wow, that sounds lonely.
Oh,
that sounds lonely-like.
It's so true, though. It's so true. I've been really working on this, and I can say that once I dealt with my stuff in that situation that I talked about earlier, mm-hmm. I go into that same setting now joyful.
Yeah.
And I see the same things happening, but they don't bother me anymore because it's none of my business.
Right. Yeah.
Just like that.
You know, I used to say that when I started work. You know, I'm coming up on the 30th year of Patty Conklin, Inc., coming up in June. And one of the things I always said was, just because I can see it doesn't make it my business. And yeah. I think that that's so true across the board everywhere, no matter what we're doing within life. Is just because you can see somebody failing or you can see somebody acting out or you can see somebody being codependent, whatever it is, doesn't make it your business, because their history is going to be different than your history. And when you have an expectation that they're going to change and they don't, you're the one who's really having the issue. So let's continue to talk about that when we come back and really take stock in, you know, what is my business and what isn't my business. And folks, we'll catch you on the other side.
The pulse of the blood in your veins means you're alive, but a high or low pulse could mean you're not in balance, which could cause problems. But now, Patty Conklin has found three ways that can constantly make sure your pulse is kept in balance so you can move easier through life. Subscribe to Patty's Healing Pulse today. It has a plethora of things to do, discounts, book club, and so much more. Visit pattyconklin.com to find out more about Patty's Healing Pulse subscriptions. That's pattyconklin.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
You may not be in the same room or even the same country, but Patty Conklin's remote energy work can help you heal whether you have an illness, emotional wounds, or are in spiritual turmoil. And she can do it remotely. You can choose your session time, too, starting from 30 minutes, 3 hours, or even 6-hour sessions. Healing energy. Healing you no matter where you are. Visit pattyconklin.com, scroll down to remote healing, and book your appointment now. That's remote healing at pattyconklin.com.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
If you're on PattyConklin.com, you might want to visit her store. There you can inexpensively buy powerful visualizations on a plethora of subjects, all to help you heal. Help rebuild your immune system, work with color or tonal energy, help remove fear and depression, and so much more. Plus, you can get Patty's best-selling book at her store, To Be Your Best Too. God Within is a great book to teach you how to use the lost knowledge of the universe to impact your physical life today. Visit our store at pattyconklin.com. You'll be glad you did. pattyconklin.com.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Okay, folks. It is Patty and Farnessa making sense. At the break, we were talking about how other people's stuff is none of our business. And, you know, it really is true. I mean, we were talking about getting triggered, you know, other people doing whatever or saying whatever and us getting triggered. And the bottom line is whatever they're doing is their business. Our business is, how am I feeling?
Yeah.
And where is this feeling coming from? Because, folks, it's not from the other person. So, you know, my sister used to be able to say things to me, and I would just lose it. But if someone else said the same exact thing to me,
you'd be totally,
I didn't care.
Okay. Yep.
Exactly. Yep. And so you have to stop and think. So what's the difference between what they were saying? You know, they said, you need to go jump off a bridge. Why am I going to get mad at my sister saying that and not at the other person saying that? Or why am I getting mad at my sister saying that at all? Like, okay. And so if we are feeling this, you know, judgment, this anger, this fear, this anxiety, this dread, whatever it is, we need to stop and examine that. Now, don't get us wrong. I mean, if you're in a fearful situation, someone is threatening to you, we're not talking about that kind of fear.
That's right.
No, that's legit fear. Someone's threatening you, you need to take care of business and get out of there. But most of the time, you know, it's not that kind of danger. It's danger to the ego.
Right. I mean, I think we're talking more about the interpersonal relationships we have. You know, our family, our close friends, you know, not something out there that's being threatening. It's why are we getting upset with close friends and family members? We may disagree, we may vehemently disagree with each other and so forth, but if it's triggering us into a painful situation, cancer develops, arthritis develops, Crohn's disease develops.
I mean, all sorts of things.
Yeah, something begins to develop. Then we have to sit back and go, whoa, what am I doing to my physical health, holding the beliefs that I hold, being triggered the way I'm being triggered with my friends or loved ones? You know,
belief is no longer serving you.
Right. The belief is no longer serving. And so, therefore, you know, it's okay to change your belief. It's okay to grow from what we think we knew then to knowing what we know now. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
And we've got to continue that journey.
Definitely. And one of those big things to know is that if you are getting triggered, it is your problem.
Yep.
It is not the other person that you claim to be doing the triggering. That person is being whomever it is they are.
Yes.
How you respond is your stuff.
Yes.
You know, all we can do is deal with our own stuff. And I would say that most of us don't.
Right.
We explain away our behavior. I've been guilty of it. I'm working hard to not be that anymore because I see how detrimental it is.
Right.
But the thing is, every person is your teacher. And if you're getting triggered, you're having some emotion about something they're doing or saying, that is your sign to stop and go, oh, I need to turn the gaze inward and clear out that stuff. And see, you know, that's what's so wonderful about what you do, where you can help people, you know, move that stagnant energy and move it out, break it up, and help remove what I would call the seeds of disease.
Yeah.
Because if you leave it there and it stagnates and you keep depositing on top of it, eventually, you know, you develop something.
Right.
And,
right.
And, you know, and you hear about these. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, let's take it a little bit further, though. I mean, because there are times in relationships where we just begin to understand, as much as we're being triggered and we go inside and we work on things, we get to a point where we understand the relationship in and of itself is toxic. And that the relationship no longer fits, and that's okay, too. It's not about saying everyone's perfect and I should figure out how everything works. It's okay at times when you've done your own work, you've taken your personal responsibility, you've worked through things, and you realize it's just toxic. It's okay to walk away. It's okay to say, you know what, you are on a wonderful path, and I wish you well. I'm just not going to be walking it with you with no expectations, no judgment, total discernment. That soul is exactly who they're meant to be, but the toxicity of the situation is just not in your best interest.
Right.
And I think that needs to come into play as well.
Yes, absolutely. Because the other thing is, you know, people stay in toxic relationships and then it just gets hateful.
Oh, yeah.
And that doesn't serve anybody, particularly when you have children.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's where you gotta, you know, put on your big boy and big girl panties and work through it. And that process of working through it is introspection and owning your own stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So important. So important. So there are those situations where you've done your personal responsibility, you've done your work, and you realize that the relationship is not serving anyone and moving forward. So when we understand that we have an issue, and, you know, we all have lots of issues in this day and age. I mean, we've got so many different things going on, and we're blasted by energies from all over, whether it's the media, social media, friendships, I don't care who. We're getting blasted with so many energies. And just remember that every word you're speaking is storing. Every word you're speaking is storing. What you say to me doesn't store in my body. Only what I say stores in my body. I can have a choice as to whether or not you can trigger me. And if you're bringing up pain from, you know, a past event that I've had in my life with somebody else, I'm going to trigger. But I'm the one who's choosing. And I say it over and over again. There is no one in this lifetime that can make you feel anger. And lifetime that can make you feel love. Those are emotions that you choose in the time of the event. And because you chose them, you can go back and change them. And when we come back, we'll wrap up with what that really looks like in the outside world. So we'll be right back with HealthyLife.net, Healthy Life Network. Folks, join us a minute.
Patty Conklin is busy, but she's never too busy for you, and there are lots of ways to get a healing session with her. You can even get one via Zoom or by phone. With 29 years in the business of energy healing, Patty has a unique and remarkable ability to connect with your energy to help you heal on a mind-body-spirit level. From angst to pain, you can get help from Patty. Book a half-hour healing session and embark on your own personal healing journey. Visit PattyConklin.com and click on Services. That's PattyConklin.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Want to get that man or woman out of your mind? How about being in the right state of mind for getting that job promotion or staying positive to help boost your immune system? Want to break those old habits? Then it's time for an emotional cellular cleansing with Patty Conklin. You'll get a private 3-hour session in person by phone or by Zoom with 3 months of follow-up appointments, plus email support. But you'll have to do the work and homework materials are included. Find out more or to book your appointment, visit pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
If you're wondering if Patty can help you heal, why not book a free 15-minute consultation either by phone or by Zoom? It's a great way to see which of Patty's services is right for you. You'll discuss her services in detail and how they can apply to your specific situation. It's really a great place to start, and you can sign up for your free consultation by phone or Zoom on Patty's website, pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com. Get the help you need today. Sign up for your free consultation at pattyconklin.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hey everyone, Patty and Vanessa back again. We're talking about pain in our physical bodies and our etheric bodies and our cellular bodies and how do we stay in the now. And before we went to break, I was talking about one of the things that I teach, and I truly believe that there's no one that can frustrate you. There is no one that can make you angry. There is no one walking this earth that can make you feel those feelings. And conversely, there's no one that can make you feel love. These are emotions that we choose in the time of the event. We have a lot of talk, especially as we're heading into Valentine's Day tomorrow. You know, we walk into this, oh, I saw this person and I instantly fell in love, or they just swept me over. You know, I fell in love with them because they swept me over. And you know, no, the reality is that you jived enough with that person to explore the relationship longer and decide you want to be together. I mean, maybe I'm just too cynical about this, you know, love blasting out of thin air. But I think that we love everyone and we choose to then stay in longer relationships with individuals because of how we react to each other, how we integrate. And that doesn't mean that we get along all the time, but it means that we have enough respect, we can talk three things through, right? And I think that's really the more important piece is the respect and the being willing to talk things through. I saw this really cute meme on social media the other day, and it was something to the effect of, you know, roses on the bed in writing saying, you can love you, you get on my last nerve. And I think that's so true. Because, you know, if you're not having deep discussions and sometimes disagreements within relationships, somebody's being codependent. You know, someone is not telling how they really feel because
they're not being honest.
They're afraid you're going to react, right? How many times have you found yourself holding back from saying something because you know the other person is going to be reactionary towards it? And you really can't say to them, you know what, this is your stuff. I'm going to tell you the way it is and work on it. Just go off in the corner and work on
it.
But there's a way to lovingly and respectfully say, hey, I know in a non-territorial space, I'm all about non-territorial space, go to the coffee shop, go to the park, whatever. Say, you know what, this is how I feel, and I'd like to get your reaction. And if they blow up, that's okay, that's theirs. And you can come back with, I hear you. However, I wanted to validate how I was feeling about this, and I'm hoping that we can work through it. Because the more that you can effectively
work out, validate how you're feeling, but then give them the space and the safety to have that explosion and begin, let them work through their stuff. Again, personal responsibility, right?
Yep.
Then you're not storing it within your body. You're actually actively moving it around so that while the same energy is still in your body, there's a perceived emotion that changes within the body. Okay. The memory
keeps flowing.
Pardon, it keeps flowing, that's right. The emotion's still there, but the perception is different. And so now you've opened up your energy body to keep flowing instead of congesting and creating.
Right, right. So, again, you have to take that step back, collect yourself, and then get clear about what it is that you're feeling and thinking, and be able to present that in a non-judgmental, non-attacking or argumentative way, and present it as how you are feeling, as opposed to what most of us do, is you make me feel blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
And as you said earlier, no one's making you anything.
Yeah.
You've given up control.
Yeah.
You've let your ego drive that bus.
That's so true. And I think that it's understanding who we're talking to. You and I, we can bust each other's chops and be together, whatever. But we both know we're going to be speaking our truth. And
right.
So no matter how, if it got, it does get contentious at times, but we don't react to each other because there's a safety factor. In my
right.
relationship, I'm a very left-brain individual, as you are. You know, we're kind of nuts and bolts kind of people, right? Doesn't mean we don't get emotional, but we get nuts and bolts. With you, I can tell you exactly what I'm feeling, right? And whether you agree or not, doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you. With my partner, though, it's funny because he's so used to being me left brain that when I really need to talk about my feeling state, I look at him and say, I need to be a girl right now. and that perks his ears up to being, oh, she wants to talk emotion. Okay. and so it jars him out of me being in my left brain and saying, I'm going to be a girl now. And he knows
that's
funny. My cue to
that's
I need
the
to
cue.
Talk about. Uh-huh, it's just
that's,
a cue.
That's
for
right.
him.
But that, you know.
Which, yeah.
Gears. But that's perfect because then he's not blindsided, right?
Right.
And then
right.
he's like, oh, okay, I need to listen with a different set of ears on now.
Exactly.
That's great. I love that.
A few times has been able to say, I hear you. I'm not in a space right now. Can we wait an hour? And I say, of course we can. Because he's not he's not slapping it away. He knows I have something I want to discuss. But maybe he just mentally can't make the shift. And a lot of times he just stops what he's doing and looks at me and allows me to go into my emotional space.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So however we are with people, it's important.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We do need to speak our truth. But we also need to be mindful of how we speak that truth.
Yeah.
And you need to make sure that it's your truth.
Exactly.
Not you putting somebody else's responsibility on your truth. We have all sorts of ways of messing that up.
We do. It's so true.
Yeah.
And I think that's, again, the personal responsibility to go into self. A, is this valid for me? B, is this something I need to make my loved one aware of? And C, is this something that I can let go of because I've now solved it? And so I think it's kind of walking through those steps of life on those things that are important because if it's just you needing to be heard, sometimes that's valid. Sometimes understanding what you need to say is enough to let go, right?
Right.
And
because sometimes you don't need to do anything.
Right.
You just need to process it yourself, and you go, huh, I really don't need to do anything in this situation.
Right. 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 It's just so true. It's just so true. I was looking at, allowing Valentine's Day to unfold the way it is. And there was a meme yesterday that said that, Waffle House on Valentine's Day, some stores are putting white tablecloths out and a candle. And so my partner called last night and he said, well, where I want to take you Friday, they stopped taking reservations at, 4:30. And I said, Waffle House is only serving until 4:30 with the white linen tablecloth. And he just cracked up. And he's like, I didn't know that that's where you wanted to go. And I'm like, no. I'm good. But I think that it's incumbent on all of us to understand if you're feeling uncomfortable, it's not because someone made you uncomfortable. It's because you've been triggered in your pain, etheric body, your cellular body, your emotional body, and it's your responsibility to then take care of it. So, as always, my friend, I just so appreciate you and appreciate our audience and everyone listening. You can always write us at PattyC@PattyConklin.com. Vanessa, I don't think we got time to give yours, but you can always write us questions. We'll be glad to answer
it. Yeah, exactly. Just write Patty and she'll send it to me.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you, everyone. Vanessa, as always, love you. Take care.
Love you, too.
Everyone have a great week. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.